genius like him, will let go of this point and will let one of it happen just like that? No. Strongly I can say no, because I remember so many arguments about the beginning, that why he did not begin with the name of the God. Because in Persian, you will start in the name of the God and you will go and will say whatever you want. This book didn't do it. In the name of the God is at that opening. It is. But the first verse is, listen. First paragraph starts, you listen to our story, because he didn't put in the name of God at the beginning, because he was starting with listen. So last verse is, be patient. It doesn't go fast. I know your intelligence is in rush. It doesn't go that way. What is the last verse of book 6? There is a connection between hearts. That's what he would say. If you're there, you will understand, because there is a window from heart to another heart. That's what we're talking about. When we're talking about love, we are talking about the connection between hearts. All of them. Because to us, all of them are connected. How do I know that in my story? Imagine that this boy would say, in your story, I didn't hear you saying that the hearts are connected. What's your answer?
Well, there was a...
You should say, sweetheart, we did somehow. How? We said that there is a place inside that no one could go in, not even Satan. It's his house. He has one house. He doesn't have several different buildings going from this to that to that. There is one house. There is one just and correct. And it's in all of us, and it's one. That's why we will bring that example so many times, that yes, it could be that 1,000 staff would be one. And we prove it to you in the book of unification or union. We'll come to that. Right?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So the last word, really last verse, he knows that his book talks about the connection between hearts. That's what love is, isn't it? You see how simple it goes? Listen. Be patient. The hearts are interconnected. That's simple. Mm-hmm. In 6 books, yes. So, he started the book 2. How did he do this one? He said, first, again, to show you what is the wrong ways. He started to say, believing in nonsenses, your eyebrow, show off of intelligence, wanting the stuff that you don't know what it is. And all of this because you're not listening. And let me tell you about this listening stuff. If you listen carefully, I will tell you what it is. The thing that we are looking for is a magical stuff, but at the same time it's a very simple stuff. Because we are looking for a treasure which is hidden in us to be found. We are looking for a secret that all of these people are shouting about it publicly. But okay, yes, you say it's secret. It's secret because it's not understandable, not because it's hidden. Love is there. I said, let me explain to you the basic of duality in this universe. Whatever exists in this universe has a copy. related. Another version, opposite, other side of the coin, let's say yang. And how is the relationship between yin and yang? The center of H is the other one. They are that related. And they complete each other. These are in everything, everything, everything. Let me start with you. I said you. You have a form and an essence. Okay? These are two things which are offered to you. And you're working with this. Whatever you do has a form and has a meaning. Yeah, and you're working with these two. And so on and so on. So there is a duality. Duality that we talked about it, remember? Book 1. Cross-eyed fellow who cannot see the object. We will have two different pictures of them. That's how it goes. Right? So, understand, there are two, but they are not equal. That's a problem. Out there, you're looking for equality, remember? Equality could be applied in only man-made rules and benefits, because in the universe, there is no equality. Equality is impossible. There is only equality in that exception. Out here, there is no equality. Because every little stuff, subatomic particle to galaxy, every little stuff is unique, is different from the others. The existence is based on differences. And difference is lovely. This is rule. Exception? All the lovers are the same. Love is the same story. That's the place that 1,000 people are just one. So you should understand the difference between this. And we are not talking about something somewhere in philosophy. We're talking about you. You have two different sides. One is your form, the other is the essence. The essence is the value, is the meaning of you. The form is you, real, real you. The form is the animal. The essence is the breath of God, remember? Okay, now what? Huh, suddenly you want to jump to conclusion because you know good and bad. Suddenly you apply, one of these is good, one of them is bad. That was the rule. Here, we talk about the exception. These two, they're both bad. They're both good. One has a filthy mouth, and the other one has a filthy everything. This is what you should understand. You are stuck with the logic of white or black. There is no such a thing. There is white and black. Not white or black. White doesn't deny the black. Black doesn't deny the white. They are not opposite. Rumi, remember he said, they talk about the fight of opposites. Whatever, no matter where I look, I see the peace of opposites. The opposite, they come together to make something. They're not fighting each other. Have you ever seen a real fight between up and down? Or left or right? Opposites. So this you should understand. Why? How? Because we go around and say, the value is in the essence. You could become silly and say, so the hell with the form. Form is the other side of the essence. Of course the form is an ever-changing in you. but that's the only way you could touch the essence. You change the essence with the form. Essence is out of touch. What can you do about my soul? How? The form is in hand, right? I was just talking about it with fasting. What am I doing? Fasting is just not eating the food at that time, and I tell you that I cheat. I take my medication. So what is that? Nothing, but it will influence my soul. Meditation is nonsense. Meditation is always repetition of a serious stuff. Honest. You know what meditation is? Stepmaster. What is a stepmaster? It's a serious stuff because you are not climbing. You are not going anywhere. But that's an exercise. And that exercise will make you tired. But it's good to become strong. Because it's not like the money. Money, more you keep it in safe, richer you become. When it comes to this, you know what it is, the rule. Use it or lose it. Because by saving it, you lose it. That's the exception. That's the difference between living creature and non-living creature. Non-living creature should save. Living creature should exercise. You see? So, we pay attention to form. Because with that we change the essence. We do a lot of serious stuff. Mainly repetitive stuff, right? Like stepmaster. You do something, you repeat it. Why? Because it should bring your feelings somewhere. Concentration. It's not a very difficult formula that you're going to think about it and blah, blah, blah. A lot of times it's something you don't understand the meaning. Yeah, if you go to someone here, you go to church, the priest will give you something in Latin. Because that's irrelevant. Over there we don't like your intelligence to be very active. We want your intelligence to follow your will. Your will is that I want to become stronger. Therefore, I practice. My body should follow this. My body, my intelligence shouldn't think that I'm wasting energy. I could use this time something else. Or okay, meanwhile, let me calculate that stuff. Like a lot of people, they go to this stepmaster or something and they have a book to read. They read the book and they do the serious stuff. Doesn't work with us that way. It's exactly the opposite. We don't put a book in front of you. We put a bowl of water. That elusive, so to say, concentrating that. The smoke. Because we don't want your logic to bring in the rules. We are practicing the exception. That I'm doing something that the donkey doesn't like, but the horseman prefers. That's meditation, right? He talks about all of that, of course, with different coloring here and there, but the message that we were last time was this. If you remember, I said it's impossible to carry over the accidents, which is not accident, it's form. But they take away disease from the essence, not substance. That was what we left, right? We talked about. I believe we were 965. Right? He started to talk about, to expand this meaning to arrive somewhere. Now precisely